Well, the mayor of Waikato District is furious. A prisoner from Auckland was bailed outside the region and has now imported COVID-19 to a small rural community. The man who tested positive was released from Mount Eden Prison to a home in the Firth of Thames. I spoke to Mayor Alan Sanson a few moments ago.
My CE rang me yesterday afternoon about 5:30 to give me a heads up that he'd just been informed that we had cases in the Waikato and that it affected school-aged children. It's devastating for those tight-knit rural communities. They very much stick together, and to have something like this imported into the community is going to be a real blow for them. People who have got COVID or young people have got COVID are actually at the Mangatangi school, and to think that they were at school last Thursday and unwell, you can just imagine that being spread around. It's a school of in excess of well over 100 children, so that would spread out wide among the communities around that area of Mangatangi.
I guess this was always a danger though, wasn't it? Living as close as these areas are to that border between what has been level 4 and level 2.
Look, this border has always worried me around the people that transition back and forwards across it. And we always sort of looked at it in relation to essential workers and for logistics for trucking companies to move product and food across those boundaries. But I don't suppose anybody ever thought of the Department of Corrections or Justice actually putting somebody into these communities on bail and actually bringing it with them. I think that's totally irresponsible by whoever's done this, and there needs to be some questions asked as to why it actually happened. I would have thought if you were bailing somebody, you would have bailed them into Auckland and not out of the Auckland area. So this is how it's got into our community.
A couple of things there. Are you clear on which of the cases is the source case here?
Yeah, my understanding, the source case was the person who was bailed out of Auckland, a person on remand. My understanding is he is the source, based off the information I was given late yesterday afternoon. And he was in the house where these three young people all reside. We're in the same house, from my understanding. And, of course, he's passed it on to them. They've duly gone on and passed it on, and potentially could have passed it on to other members of the community through going to school or whatever, unwittingly.
The thing is, though, I suppose he may not have been able to be bailed to an address in Auckland. He may not know anyone there. He may not be able to stay with them.
Yeah, I can accept that too, but they should have put him in a hotel then. You don't just move people across the border because it's convenient to bail somebody to an address where he's connected to and then bring COVID with it. God, I think that's totally irresponsible. You know, it's if you're going to do that sort of thing, they should go through some quarantine before they come in. They don't let anybody else out of Auckland into level 2 area without them having tests now. So what was the difference with this? You know, this person's been in the community for well over a week. Yeah, not acceptable.
This individual also is on remand, though, so presumably they would want someone to be bailed to an area where he had some sort of whānau support.
Yeah, I can accept that, but why weren't precautions taken in relation to actually making sure that he wasn't carrying COVID with him? You know, nobody else can come out of Auckland unless you're an essential worker without being tested. And so why wasn't this person tested?
And that is Alan Sanson, Mayor of Waikato District.